This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in November of 2018. We're talking no other than Pressure Biosciences, Inc., trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. And with us today is the CEO, going to bring us up to speed on his latest press releases here in the month of January, no other than Mr. Rick Schumacher. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Love to be here.
You know, I've got a lot of new listeners in the new year here in 2019. So if you would be so kindly, give us a little bit about statement about your company, how you guys make your money, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
We are a life science company. We sell instruments, consumables, and services to other life science companies all over the world. We have three patented technologies with about 25 total patents. The first one, and they all deal, Everett, with pressure. We've been able to harness pressure, especially high pressure. It's never really been done before. Pressure is an amazing force of nature. Pressure moves at the speed of sound. Pressure can be turned on and off like a light. Like a light switch, we can turn it on and off. So we've built instruments that have pressure chambers that sit on laboratory benches, very safe. And what we do is we fill them with water. We pressurize the water. We go to pressures, believe it or not, that go all the way up to 90,000 pounds per square inch. But it's very safe because when you compress water, it only compresses about 5, 6, 7% at 17,000. So it's not going to blow up. It's just going to pressurize a little bit, but that pressure will go when you put something into the water in, let's say, a cell inside of a test tube inside that chamber, and you pressurize the water to 17,000 or 35,000 psi. That pressure goes through the test tube into the cell, and we can manipulate. We can break open the cell. We can make reactions go faster. We can stop reactions. We can kill viruses or attenuator viruses. We can do all kinds of amazing things. And to be very frank with you, pressure's really not been used that much in the laboratory till we came around. High pressure, pressures above 10 and 15,000 PSI. So that's what we do for a living. Everything we do revolves around 25 patents we have that allow us to manipulate biological samples using pressure. And then we sell them as instruments to the research labs, government, academic, biopharma, and just plain pharma all over the world.
As you know, Rick, the hemp farm bill got passed a couple of months ago. That being said, it seems like your company and your patents would be a huge breakthrough for technology in the cannabinoid industry. You have any thoughts about that? Because I really do think they're on the cutting edge of curing a lot of diseases, especially with this huge opiate crisis that we have in America, that people are just getting addicted to things.
Well, with cannabinoids, let's just talk more broadly with nutraceuticals, because CBD and CBG and others are all part of a big family called nutraceuticals. These are factors that are coming out of plants and other areas that are being used to help alleviate things like pain, anxiety, weight loss, et cetera, things like that. So specifically with nutraceuticals and with CBD, we had an announcement yesterday. We signed a collaboration agreement yesterday with a company called NutriFuels. I love this company. I love this the CEO. We were introduced a couple months ago by a mutual colleague. He has a wonderful small company selling nutraceuticals. He's got formulas for anti-aging cream and anti-pain, anti-anxiety. And some of these have CBD infused in them, and some of them don't. And what's very interesting here is that he makes these and he sells them, and he's doing a few million dollars in sales, and his sales are growing quite rapidly. But he wants to be the best. He wants to make it the best way, manufacture the best way. But he knows that he can make the product even better if he's able to make his material into what's called a nano emulsion, where the particles are very small, because nano emulsion particles can be absorbed much better. They have much better absorption rates. They're much more stable. And so if you're going to have a nutraceutical, whether it's CBD or some other factor, you want it to be absorbed into the body as effectively and efficiently as possible. And nano emulsions are the way to go. We have a new technology, as you know, over the last few months we've been talking about ultra shear technology, UltraShear uses a combination of high pressure, and our company is one of the world's experts in developing instruments and services around pressure. But in addition to high pressure, we also add what we call very shearing or cutting forces. So if you think about CBD and other nutraceuticals, most of them come out of the plant in an oil. So it's plant oil. Our bodies don't absorb oil very well. What we do is we put the oil material through our ultra shear by a combination of high pressure and shearing. We actually cut the oil droplets from large molecules down to very small droplets. And these small droplets, which contain the compound, in this case CBD, but it might be some other compound, are inside the droplets. So now you have multiple mini small droplets. These can actually go and be dispersed in water. Your body will absorb them, and therefore you'll be absorbing the compound that's in the oil. So the nanoemulsion is the way to go. And Edgar Ward, the founder and CEO, knows that. He contacted us. We worked out a collaboration. We announced it yesterday. We're going to be working with him and his compounds to see about optimizing his compounds to make them into nanoemulsions so that although they're good now and one of the best on the market, they're going to be even better. That's what we think.
We're highlighting Pressure Biosciences here today on Stock Day Show. That you can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. You've been listening to the CEO of the company, Mr. Rick Schumacher. Their market cap's only about $3.7 to $4 million grossly, and I say that meaningfully, grossly undervalued at $2.15 to $2.30. Rick, that being said, on January 7th, PBI put out an announcement, a commercial launch of a whole new service line called BioPharma Contract Services. Can you bring myself and my listeners up to speed, and what is that going to do for some of your patents?
So about a year ago, we purchased the patent estate of a company called Barofold. Barofold had put about $25 million into developing technology around using pressure that to control molecules to make them better. When you're trying to make a biopharmaceutical drug, when you're trying to get a drug to license or have it out on the market, and if it's made out of a protein, there's a number of issues as you make that protein in the lab that can happen. And two of the biggest are the proteins as you make them can clump together. We call it aggregation or aggregate together. Or they can be what we call misfolded. Proteins are, just think about these as tiny little strings. And that if they're not exactly in the right formation, they won't have the right effect. In fact, sometimes they can be deleterious. So when you make them in the lab, they aggregate or clump together. Or some of the peptides or the strings of amino acids may not be exactly where they're supposed to be. So they're what we call misfolded. It has to be an exact configuration. If you put that under pressure and then release the pressure in very specific ways, you can sometimes both disaggregate and separate them, so now it becomes a good drug, or you can unfold the protein so the strings all come apart, and then you take the pressure off, they go back together. Now the protein has the right configuration in some cases. So we bought these patents. We've been working with one company on them very quietly, and what we did on January 7th is we're at a point now where we understand extremely well what we're doing. We understand what the pharmaceutical world making protein drugs needs. So we're hanging our shingle. We released news that we are going to start to our commercial launch of this program. So what's very exciting is we spent money to buy this, and now this year in 2019, we're going to add to our revenue because we're going to start advertising. We're going to start talking to companies and actively bringing in business because we think we can help. In fact, we know we can help a number of companies who are struggling with drugs that can be very beneficial to you and me and so many others, drugs that can't get to the market because of misfolding or because of aggregation, using our technology, which is patented, which gives us rights, only us rights to use it. We can work with them, and we think that we can make money, revenue, very well this year by adding this service and commercially going out and looking for business rather than just doing business with one company that came in very quietly.
On January 24th, you guys announced during 2018 that there were more than 20 scientific papers published. They highlighted the benefits of your PCT platform in helping scientists in their research and studies on cancer. Can you bring us up to speed on that, and what exactly does that mean?
Well, scientists are interesting characters. I can say that because, as you know, I am a scientist. We're stubborn. We don't like to make changes. We will make them if we're assured that that the change is going to be for the better, but we're very, very slow in making changes. And that's because the currency of a scientist is his or her papers, the manuscripts that go out. When you publish, the last thing you want to do is see something retracted, because maybe the machine you were using or the procedure you're using wasn't correct, and then you have to retract it. That's very bad. So scientists are slow to change. What they do as a scientist is we look at other scientists that we respect, that are particularly in our field, and when they publish and they say that they're using a certain procedure, a certain instrument, a certain chemical, and it's giving them better results, we start to believe, you know, we open up our minds and believe a little bit more. So as a company, we understand that. So as a company, we want our scientists that are using our product to publish. We want them to tell their colleagues around the world that they're using our products. And that's why we're so excited. This was, I believe, a record number of publications, the 20. This does not count presentations and smaller, what we call abstracts that go out. These are full publications in journals that used that from scientists that used our product, our PCT, or pressure cycling technology product. This is an instrument. We have over 300 in the field now that, that this instrument has the pressure chamber and will allow the scientists to break open cells and look at viruses and bacteria in a totally different way and hopefully help them to come up with a cure or a new drug and to fight against it, or a new vaccine. And they've published. And they've published in the areas of cancer. They've published in areas of discovering biomarkers. They've published in the area of food safety, of using our system to help food be safer by increasing the ability to detect the bad viruses and bacteria that cause food to be bad, that cause illness. They also publish in the area of protein and DNA and RNA studies. So when you have 20 papers from leading scientists around the world in publications coming out saying we use Pressure Biosciences, Barocycler 2320, others pick up the phone and call us and say, we see the professor so-and-so and Dr. So-and-so used it. Could you tell us more about this? We're very interested. So to have 20 publications during 2018 was phenomenal, and I can tell you that it helped our fourth quarter. We gave guidance that our fourth quarter could be one of the best quarters we've ever had, which is saying something, because our fourth quarter is historically our worst quarter of the year. So the fourth quarter of 2018, the guidance we gave is this quarter could have ended up being one of our best ever, not one of our worst ever. and so we're very excited about the 20 publications, because we have a very small sales force as a small company. Our scientists, our customers are in fact de facto sales force. By publishing, it spreads the word among their colleagues that they ought to look at us, and the phone calls have started to come in.
Rick, as I mentioned earlier, your market cap just a tad bit under $4 million. In closing, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
We are a real company with sales. We have, and I make no bones about it, we have struggled for the last few years for a number of different reasons. We think we're past that. Our technology has been vetted. We have some of the top leading scientists in the world that are using it and publishing it on it. We now have two new application areas, two new platforms, one in the biopharmaceutical development area where we help big companies get to market, and the second is in our UltraShear technology, which basically can make nanoemulsions, which means nutraceuticals, the CBD market, the salad dressing market, where you want to take things that don't really go together, make oil and water mix. We believe we can do this with this brand new machine. We have two patents on that machine, one on the valve and one on the way we run it through a certain isolator system. So I think the take-home message is we've struggled, and because of that, the stock has been down a lot. The stock 2 years ago, ever, as you know, was around $18 a share. Today, it's around $2.50 a share. And we would like investors to look at it. It's a stock that we think is, like you, we think it's undervalued. And I've done this three times before. I've had three very successful companies, and I believe that the technology and the people I have are as good as anything I've ever had right now, and that at some point, this diamond in the rough is going to be found. And we'd just like to let your listeners know that perhaps they should look at our stock, PBIO, and consider it as an investment.
Rick, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show today. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. I know you guys are doing a bang-up job there. As for my listeners, if you're looking for a new biotech company to get into on the ground floor, look no further than Pressure Biosciences. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. Rick, thanks so much. I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.